Never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah, keep moving.
Gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving.
Gotta get back up.
Keep moving.
Gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving.
Gotta get back up.
All right, public service announcement for y'all that have a romantic interest in your life. Valentine's Day is coming, that wonderfully commercial holiday created by the greeting card companies. And they did a good job because, man, have they created an obligation in all of us, haven't they? But it's coming. And I went to my wife the other day. I said, wife. I didn't say that. I said, my queen. I literally said that. I said, my queen, I have decided to treat you like a queen on Valentine's Day and beyond. I am. And she's cracking up in front. She says, who's this guy? I said, I'm your king. I'm going to treat you like a queen. And she goes, no, you're not. So just I am. She goes, you don't have to do anything for me. Now, here's your first lesson of this podcast today. Whenever your woman says to you, you don't have to do anything for me, that is code that says you better do something for me and it better not be pots and pans from Walmart. That's it. I'm serious. It's happened. Anyway, it's a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. The positive boost you need every single day. Episode 4,764. My name is Scott Smith. Happy to have you here today. Do a lot of coaching, a lot of speaking, a lot of interacting, a lot of consulting. Do that all the time. Play around with podcasts on a Friday. I've been recording on Friday lately, almost 5,000 episodes, and people are still, they're starting to kind of wake up to the fact that I'm going to stop doing this at the end of the year. I will do something. Don't worry. There's plenty to come. I ain't retiring. Trust me. There's plenty I got to do. I'm having a lot of fun. But I've had a few people reach out and say, well, why are you really walking away? Because it's been so popular. And I said, well, I love doing it. I do. And I think there's more I can do. We'll do something like this. There'll be a version of this. But the reason I'm backing away, can I just be transparent? I'm just going to be honest with you. Because I'm going to say it anyway, so I may as well be honest with you. I kind of gotten tired of the podcast game, the business side of it. When we started back in 2004, I was one of the first 5,000 podcasts in the world. Still love the industry. Still love what it's all about. But man, it has just changed massively. And it's just gotten to be drudgery to make a podcast work. It's like usually you could just do it and it was there. Now you got to do everything but that. I'm like, I'm not going to play that game. I'll do something else. That's it. I'm just tired of playing that game. So what? I'm going to take my marbles and go find another game. I'll still do the podcast world. I'm just not going to do it the way I have been doing it. Let's talk about getting what you want today. How's that, huh? Because we know you want what you know you want it, right? People say, oh, it's not right to want. Sure it is. I shouldn't want, Scott. I should just ask for what I need. I should desire something. Got to use a different word. Spiritual words mean something, right? Use the right word, Scott. The universe won't give you what you want. You have no idea what the universe will give you. All I know is this: when you want something, you get it. Problem is, most of us don't want the right stuff, do we? We don't know exactly what we want. But it is okay to want. Blatantly okay to want. So if you want something, you want a better life, want to be happier, want more money, I don't care what it is, stand up loud, stand up proud, and say you want it. It's focus, right? You'll start to get it. But how do you achieve more with my 70% strategy that I'm going to talk about today? Well, where do I start here? I've got notes, but who cares about the notes? I mentioned Jeff Bezos at some point. Jeff is the one who kind of coined this strategy. He's also the one that coined the strategy of day one. And Amazon operates on that even to this day. It's day one. They operate like a startup every single day, meaning when they come in the door, everybody who comes in the door is, and there's enough people that probably goes, no, they don't. Well, that's a strategy, though. In other words, they operate like the very first day that he started it in his garage, scrappy startup, day one. That's not a bad strategy. But then he had the other side of the strategy, which was the 70% strategy. So let me tell you something about what I know. And I don't know everything. In fact, all I know now is I'll never understand everything. And I've come to terms with it. I'm not happy about the fact that I will not understand everything in the world. It's like a few years back, I had to come to terms with the fact that I was never going to meet everybody in the world. I said, I can meet all 8 billion people. I can do it. Not really. Well, I have learned a few things by talking to you and listening to you. At this point, tens of thousands of hours of coaching. I don't know how many hours of Zoom calls. I suppose I could probably check out that log and kind of figure out how much time I've spent on Zoom. But I've learned some about you. That when you decide what you want, like we just talked about, if you do that, and then you decide to go after it, then you start studying it. We talked about that earlier this week. You start reading and you read and you read and you read and you Google and you Google and Google, and then you talk about it. And when you talk about it, your phone hears about it, and then it shows up on your Facebook feed, and then it starts popping up on your websites. And before you know it, they're listening to me. Yes, they are. I actually don't know if they are, but it sounds good. Bottom line is, then they send you something else. You start reading, study, study, study. Then you start working at it. There's never a thing to get there. And listen, there's a time and a place when you can do things. And sometimes it takes time to get what you want. I will tell you from a personal standpoint, in the past year and a half, maybe two, probably 2 years, I started on a path. If you're a personal coaching client of mine, you saw me when I made the change. You guys didn't hear about it, but they did. You lived it with me all along the way. And you saw me head off on a new path probably 2 years ago. I don't remember exactly. And I was learning, and I was studying, I was grinding, I was going at it every single day. And I'm getting to the end of that path now. I am the freight train pushing down the track. I am the light at the end of the tunnel. Sometimes you got to grind through it, but sometimes there comes a point in time when everything gets in alignment. When is that point? Well, when you can't seem to build the momentum you want, you have decided to wait and see what happens with something else before committing to your new plan. That's the big thing I've learned. You've decided to wait and see what happens. My wife is that way. She drives me crazy. She is learning not to drive me crazy anymore. What's up? Who's texting me? Oh, dude, I like you, man. I'll get back to you, okay? My wife is that way. We'll wait and see. I hate it, she says that to me. I'm a hard-driving, highly motivated individual. I create my world, queen. I'm the king. That's what I do. We'll wait and see. We'll see what happens. Drives me insane. But you know, on that story, if I may be more transparency with you, that I am the kind of guy that I don't wait to see what happens. Once that plan is in my mind, and once I know I can do it, I've resourced it, I know it's going to be there, I know it can happen. I make it happen. And to my wife's credit, she is very patient and will wait and see. We'll work it out. We'll see what happens next month. I don't do that. And many, many times I have stepped in and made it happen for her, and she would have never done it herself. And you ask her, she'll tell you the same thing. It's no big thing. It's how I'm wired. I don't wait and see. And you do, and so many clients do. I'll wait and see what happens. Then we can make a decision. No! Sometimes that is true. Sometimes you have to have, and this is what life gets confusing. That's where it all gets messed up. Because sometimes you do have to wait to get certain data. The government is like that. You deal with the government, and I'm not talking bad about the government, and the people who work in the government, they call them the bureaucrats, right? There is just a process. There's a piece of paper. There is somebody down the hall who's going to do something. They wait until this happens, then they do this, then this, and this. Life is like that, but your life doesn't have to be like that in every part of it. God, don't do it to yourself. Once you've decided, go get it done. Don't wait to see what happens, because I'll tell you what's going to happen. While you wait, you're missing out on the life you want to live, and somebody else is going to do it, and you're going to say, man, that was my idea. Right? That was my idea. What's the second thing I want to talk about? Because now we know that you've decided, but now you're going to sit in your butt and not do anything. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
You need to wait for more information before you get moving. That's the same as the first. Yeah. I don't know. It just doesn't work. But how do you do it? I call it the 70% rule. Not the only one who calls it that. A lot of people call it that. Once you have an idea, you start researching. You start resourcing. Because any good business or any good person who wants to make your life better, you're going to research and figure out the pathway, the roadmap, if you will. And then you're going to have to resource it and see, well, Do we have the resources to be able to do it? In business, do I have the people? Do I have the equipment? Do I have the capital? Things like that. Personal person, hey, I want to change my career. Okay, do I have enough savings in the bank to go to school? What can I do? Do I have the resources to make it happen? When I talk about building a bridge, a foundation where you currently are to the future foundation and then building a span across it to connect the two, what I'm really saying is building on what you have today, and then do you have the resources set for where you want to go? Do you have what it takes to get there and the ability to do it? Do you have the skill set? That's called mastery, by the way. A lot of people miss that part of it. Some of you go to mastery first. You like to learn the skill set first. Then you fall and you bumble and you stumble. The truth is you build the foundation first. It's all the inside. It's all about you. You have to understand how you roll and how you think about the world. Once you get that figured out, then you go to mastery, which is now we say, okay, great. We know what we want to do. We know we got ourselves settled. Now we settle in and we say, let's resource this. Let's learn the skill set, the mastery of the things we need to do to get what we want. You can't get what you want without mastery, but you got to have your head in the right spot first. Once you hit 70% certainty, one way or the other, you either move forward or you drop it and move on. What? I thought we were talking about doing the things I want to do. I got yelled at on a Boost coaching call 2 months ago. Somebody, for God's sake, disagreed with me. Because I said, be a good quitter. But people should stick with it. They should go forth. They should really push really hard to make that happen. I said, no, I disagree with you. The very moment that you know it's not going to work, that you don't like it, that you made the wrong decision, this is not the right path. Yes, you got obligations. You don't want to default on other people, default on your integrity. But you know what I mean? There are certain times businesses do it all the time. If you get 70% into this thing you're doing and you have investors, the investors are going to say, listen, you're at 70%. You ain't getting no more money. Change path or we're done. Happens all the time. So I want you to look at your life like that. I want you to look at everything you're doing right now and ask yourself a very simple question. As my friend Laura would say, are you lollygagging? I don't use that word. That's her word. Lollygagging, it's a good word, probably an old word. Are you lollygagging? Have you decided to go off in a certain direction, but you're waiting for some more information? Have you achieved 70% of the knowledge you need? And if you would, and if you could, you could jump right in and get it to happen. Are you there now? Or are you just kind of waiting to be 100% certain to make sure you get what you want? Gotta be sure. Sure is called minimum Social Security payment when you retire. Not a bad thing, not a good thing. Be sure, 70%. Get out there, get something done. See you at dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook and right here tomorrow on Daily Boost. Yeah.